بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. الحمد لله والتفضل and the كرم of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We sit to revise the lives of the best of people, the Sahaba of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We learn today a great Sahabi who actually embraced Islam awaiting Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's arrival. He originally hails from Yemen, and because of his residence in Medina Munawwara, he became close to the Banu Adi tribe. I ask you, who's the Banu Adi tribe? That is the family of Hazrat Umar al-Faruq radiallahu anhu. He was then close to this family, and due to being in their company, there was a man by the name of Al-Khattab, and this is none other than the father of Hazrat Umar. Al-Khattab loved this man, Amir bin Rabi'a. And he kept him close. And from being an ally, a halif of this tribe, Banu Adi, he then was adopted by Khattab. And this was common in the Arab era, in the initial stages prior to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's arrival, as well as in the initial stages of Islam. So he was known as Amir, the son of Khattab, even though Khattab was not his father. And then there was this close bond that he enjoyed with the Banu Adi tribe. And due to this, there was another very famous individual who was none other than Zayd bin Amr bin Nufail, who was a muwahid. He was a believer in one Allah. In the old days as well, prior to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's prophethood and apostleship and messengership sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Zayd bin Amr bin Nufail was a believer in the oneness of Allah. And he was a relative of Hazrat Umar. Actually, he was Hazrat Umar's cousin, Umar bin Khattab bin Nufail. And this individual is Zayd bin Amr bin Nufail. And there is some other links in their discussion that we have discussed before under the life of Hazrat Sa'id bin Zayd bin Amr bin Nufail. And long ago in the life of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. So in those days as well, Hazrat Zayd would never worship idols, and he would follow the teachings of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. And he would only eat what was slaughtered, taking Allah's name, invoking Allah's name. And he would despise the despicable practices of Quraysh, where they would slaughter in the names of idolatry. And he would tell them, "Ash-shatu khalaqa Allah." Don't you know the sheep that you slaughter, the animal that you slaughter, Allah created it. Allah then sends water for it from the sky. وَأَنْزَلَ لَهَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ الْمَاءِ وَأَنْبَتَ لَهَا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ ثُمَّ تَذْبَحُونَهَا عَلَى غَيْرِ اسْمِ اللَّهِ. Allah sends down water from the sky for this creature, for this animal, for this camel, for this cow, for the sheep, for the goat. Allah then arranges for it produce and crop for it to eat from, and you slaughter it invoking other than Allah's name. How can you do such a thing? Another amazing trait of Zayd bin Amr bin Nufail was whenever people would intend burying their daughters alive, he would approach the individual, visit him, and bid him that, "Please do not kill your daughter. La taqtulha." And the man would then insist. Some would oblige, but many would insist to kill her. Then he would say, "Okay, leave her. I will care for her. I will take care of her. Ana akfikaha ma'unataha." And this was what Zayd bin Amr bin Nufail would do. There were quite a few like this who would do such amazing traits of character, sublime character. Among them was a great Sahabi that we should remember, Hazrat Sa'sa'a radiallahu anhu. He as well, whenever he heard about anyone perpetrating something so horrendous, he would go and rescue the little girl, and he would then tend to her and grow her and nurture her. And then Zayd, when the child would reach of her age, he would then offer her parents if they would want her back, and if not, he would continue taking care of her. So it was none other than Zayd bin Amr bin Nufail who inspired Hazrat Amir bin Rabi'a, who we learn about, Hazrat Amir bin Rabi'a radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who then would join Hazrat Zayd. It's reported in Tabaqat ibn Sa'd that Zayd one day was coming out of Makkah, وَهُوَ خَارِجٌ مِّن مَكَّةَ, on his way to Hira, to pray there. And why he had left, it was because of some altercation between him and the people, because he would always negate their actions and refute it. And he would not accept that they worship other than Allah or slaughter the animals in other than Allah's name. And they would follow their forefathers. So anyway, Zayd was on his way out of Makkah when he sees Amir. And Amir asks him, what happens? What has happened? Where are you off to? Because it was like an uncle and nephew relationship. Because Amir was like adopted in the family of the Banu Adi tribe. And Zayd comes from the same family, meaning the family of Hazrat Umar, Banu Adi, Al-Adawi. So Zayd says to Amir, oh Amir, you know, I have opposed my people. I follow the teachings of the Anbiya alayhi salam, the teachings of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Him and his son Hazrat Ismail would worship Allah and they would face the Qibla. So I am awaiting a Nabi of Allah. فَأَنَا أَنْتَظِرُ نَبِيًّا from the offspring. A Nabi that hails from the offspring of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And this child will be from Banu Abdul Muttalib. Such details did Zayd bin Amr bin Nufail have, because he studied, he prayed, he awaited the final Nabi of Allah. He then says to Amir, you know what, Amir, his name would be Ahmad. And I worry that probably I will not have this opportunity to join him and be with him. فَأَنَا يَا عَامِرُ O Amir, I am assuring you, أَنَا أُؤْمِنُ بِهِ وَأُصَدِّقُهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّهُ النَّبِيُّ I believe in him, I will confirm him, I will support him, and I bear witness that he is Allah's Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the final Nabi of Allah. O Amir, فَإِنْ طَالَتْ بِكَ الْمُدَّةِ فَرَأَيْتَهُ فَأَقْرِئُهُ مِنِّي السَّلَامِ If perhaps Allah blesses you and your life is prolonged a little further and you see him, O Amir, please convey my salams to him. O Amir, I'll even give you his descriptions. Allahu Akbar. Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was described even in the previous books with such detail. The Quran confirms this. الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ Those who we've given the book, the people of the book recognized Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like they recognized their own children. Meaning there was no doubt, there was no mistake in it. So here, Zayd says to Amir, O Amir, let me describe him to you. مَا نَعْتُهُ حَتَّى لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْكَ Amir says, please, describe him to me. And Zayd would describe Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in such a beautiful manner. In accordance to the previous books, Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's height, his beautiful hair, and his features, his eyes, the seal of prophethood, his name, his birthplace, his city, where he would be designated to send, to invite to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and where he would migrate to. He would finally migrate, he would then migrate to Medina Munawwara. But he mentions Yathrib, because at that time Medina Munawwara was known as Yathrib. Then Zayd said, O Amir, فَإِيَّاكَ أَن تُخْدَعْ عَنْهُ Do not be beguiled. What I am telling you is the truth. O Amir, I have traveled the length and the breadth of the earth. I have traveled everywhere, meeting all the bishops, Al-Yahud, Wal-Nasara, Wal-Majus, people of all religions. And I have met their seniors and their scholars. And I would ask them, I would be in pursuit of the truth. And I have come to this conclusion. And they have agreed, هَذَا الدِّينُ وَرَاءَكْ You're coming to our lands. But deen is actually, the true deen is to hail from where you are coming from, in Makkah Mukarrama. And they would describe Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to me, as I have described him to you. And they would tell me, these scholars of the previous scriptures would tell me, O Amir, لَمْ يَبْقَى نَبِيٌ غَيْرُهُ He is the final Nabi of Allah. There's no Nabi after him. Hazrat Amir says, it was at that time already, فَوَقَعَ فِي نَفْسِيَ الْإِسْلَامِ مِنْ يَوْمَئِذٍ Prior to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's arrival, Islam had permeated my heart already. But sadly, Hazrat Zayd bin Amr had left this world prior to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's bi'tha, prophethood. And it so happened that he was returning from a journey. And he was returning to actually meet Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it so happened that he was hijacked and he was killed. And on the side of the road, he's making dua as he's leaving this world. Oh Allah, in kunta haramtani. Oh Allah, if you are not allowing me this opportunity to see and meet your final Nabi, even though he brought iman upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam already. But Allah, if you're not allowing me this fortune of seeing him, one request I have, my Allah. Yes, he was happy with Allah's decree. But look at his request. فَلَا تَحْرِمْ مِنْهُ إِبْنِي سَعِيدًا. Oh Allah, my son Sa'id. Don't let him be deprived of this great opportunity of being with your beloved Muhammad Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What a dua, what a dua. As he was leaving this world, worried about his children, his child to be on iman and to be a sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What a dua father gave his son. What dua, subhanallah. Father's duas and the arsh of Allah, there's no hindrance. Let's seek the prayers of our fathers and our mothers. Let's make their khidmah. Let's be kind to them. Let's ask them for duas. Ye lag jate hai. This is what will hit the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in that Allah sent his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah Mukarramah to call to Allah. Iqra' bismi rabbik was revealed. Ya ayyuhal muzzammil was revealed. Ya ayyuhal muddathir was revealed. Noon wal qalam wa ma yasturun was revealed. And Allah's Nabi at that time was inviting people to Allah on an individual basis, one-on-one, whoever he could meet. And at the same time, Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, radiyallahu anhu, was inviting all the people of Makkah to Allah. And this is our request. Analyze Hazrat Abu Bakr's da'wat. Yes, many a time we feed people and invite them to Allah. Yes, that is also correct, because a person on a hungry stomach, how would he hear or understand anything? Feed people, yes, that is correct. But why do we deprive other prominent people that we meet in our businesses? He came for any business work. He came to meet us for any other reason. Why do we deprive him of Allah? He's also yearning for Allah. He's also searching for the truth. Give him some literature, something to read about Allah. Give him also hope in Allah. Because so many people have experienced different pleasures in this world, but they've realized that it's ephemeral. It is baseless. There's no pleasure in it. That's why so many people are becoming suicidal, because they're looking for happiness and they're feeding their bodies with all sorts of pleasures, but there's no happiness in it but darkness and depression. And they have not fed their souls with the love of Allah. Introduce Allah to the people. Allah will solve your problems. Allah will make you stronger. Allah will bless you. And you will be fulfilling your duty as an ummati of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Bakr would invite people individually. And he would go to every person he knew in Makkah. And every person who came to him for any other errand. Where did he learn this beautiful practice? Hazrat Abu Bakr was a prominent businessman. Anyone who came to him for some problem, to talk about something, Hazrat Abu Bakr would channel them towards Allah. Imagine someone came to your office. Probably you offered him some tea, some ikram, some meal. Then you offer him, come, I'm going to the masjid to pray. I'm going to the musalla to pray. Come, join me. Let's pray to Allah. See how beautiful is prayer. Come, you'll find peace. Make an offer. Make an offer. 9 out of 10 times, he'll say, you know, I've never been to a masjid. I'd really love to join you. Let me see. And sometimes there could be some reluctance, because forget not, respected ummati, shaitan is troubling him too. Shaitan doesn't want him to come to the truth. So make the offer. And Hazrat Abu Bakr met Hazrat Amir bin Rabi'a quietly and in seclusion, and individually invited him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat Amir, subhanallah, Hazrat Amir was awaiting this time, because he always remembered the words of Hazrat Zayd bin Amr bin Nufail, and he was not reluctant whatsoever. Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Amir fulfills his amana. What amana? He remembers the message of the man who was a great muhsin upon him. That was none other than Hazrat Zayd bin Amr bin Nufail, who was like his uncle, who took care of him and was his teacher and was his inspiration. And he remembered Hazrat Zayd, who passed away, his words that, "O Amir, if Allah blesses you with a longer life and you see him, my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my Nabi Ahmad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my request is, please convey my salams to him. فَأَقْرِئُهُ مِنِّ السَّلَامِ." And here Hazrat Amir says, "I was an ally of my people Banu Adi." And Banu Adi were the minority in the Quraysh tribes. So I couldn't just emulate Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam outwardly, apparently, but I embraced Islam and I kept my iman firm. And I went to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I notified him exactly as Hazrat Zayd bin Amr bin Nufail informed me, and I conveyed Zayd's salams to him. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful sunnah is to convey salams. Hazrat Amir says, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded to his salams and he made dua for him. And he said, "You know, Amir," sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "You know, Amir, I have seen Zayd in Jannah with a long kurta, pulling his kurta behind him, yashabu dhaylan lahu aw dhuyula." And interestingly, in the dream, a long kurta means, you know, lot of deen, like Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu also with a long kurta. Generally, in Islam, in our practice of the sunnah, in our life, we are not allowed to drag our clothing below the ankles. Actually, we should try our best that it be till half the shin. But below the ankles is not permissible. The beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "La tusbil al izar, fa innaha min al makhila." Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Never drag your pants below the ankles, because it is part and parcel of pride. The mere act of dragging the clothing below the ankles is pride." These are words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which are sahih. But in a dream, the meaning is different. It means complete deen and full deen. That's the meaning. That's the art of interpretation of dreams. In another report, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha reports that the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I entered Jannah. فَرَأَيْتُ لِزَيْدِ بْنِ عَمْرِ بْنِ نُفَيْلٍ دَرَجَتَيْنِ." I saw Zayd bin Amr bin Nufail's ranking in Jannah double. Allah gave him double the level. Meaning Allah gave him extra level. Darajatain, dual, two. In another report, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that innahu yub'athu yawm al-qiyamati ummatan wahda. Zayd would be resurrected on judgment day on as a nation on his own. This is in Abu Ya'la, and all these reports are sahih. So Allah bless Hazrat Amir, who remembered and fulfilled the amana of Hazrat Zayd radiyallahu anhum. And also, this is a beautiful practice to make salams to others. Always make salams first. And if someone asks us to convey salam, we should fulfill that amana, because it is such a beautiful practice, prophetic practice. And Sahaba radiyallahu anhum upheld this amazing practice. When one tabi'i would be going to another area, a sahabi would send salams to that individual. Very often between Hazrat Abu Darda and Hazrat Salman al-Farisi radiyallahu anhum as well. As Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu was giving da'wah to Hazrat Amir, it was as though the words of Hazrat Abu Bakr was like pure water permeating the hearts of Hazrat Amir, watering the roots of iman that was there already, and it gave life. Hazrat Abu Bakr's da'wah gave life to those roots, to that source of iman that was in the recesses of the heart of Hazrat Amir. Subhanallah. That is why in the Quran, Surah Yusuf, ayah 109-110, Allah says, "Tell them, O my Nabi, هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرًا أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي." This is my way, sabili. I am an inviter to Allah with wisdom, with insight. I invite. وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي, and every follower of mine invites to Allah, young and old, male and female, big and small, professional, unprofessional, every in ummati of mine, أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Analyze this verse. هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي. This is my way. This is my road. This is my path. سَبِيلِي. Interestingly, in the Arabic language and in the Quran, there's balagha, there's eloquence. It is the highest form of such beautiful eloquence. هذه سبيلي. This is my way. This is my road. Sabil comes from the word sabal.
Sabal means water, matar, as it falls from the skies. That is, as it before it arrives on the ground, that water is called sabal. So in this, there's an inference, an indication, which in Arabic grammar and balagha, rhetoric, it is called isti'ara makniya. And in this, there's an inference that this part of mine is like water. In which way is dawat like water? Like water gives life. Dawat also brings about deen, and deen comes alive. So like the earth needs water, we also need dawat, and through dawat, deen will come alive. That's a beautiful expression in these verses. So Hazrat Abu Bakr's words was like water feeding the beautiful roots of Iman in the heart of Hazrat Amir. He then rushes home to give his wife dawat, and she immediately was ready. She hails from this family, from the Banu Adi family, Hazrat Umar's family. And they were among the earliest Muslims. She was none other than Hazrat Layla, binti Abi Hathma. Layla, binti Abi Hathma, al-Adawiyya. Adawiyya means she comes from the same family, radiyallahu anha. And she was his greatest support. And the couple together worried about their iman and made effort on their iman. And they both embraced Islam, and they remained firm on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen. They had embraced Islam in the early stages, even prior to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's madrasa, masjid, markaz, center, khanqa. The initial efforts, which was Darul Arqam, the madrasa was Darul Arqam, the center, the markaz was Darul Arqam. Even prior to that, this couple had embraced Islam. Radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, Hazrat Amir and Hazrat Layla, radiyallahu anhumah.